Wyoming's cases of sexually transmitted disease have been increasing in recent years, and a recent update shows that despite efforts of healthcare providers, it's still a concern. Courtney Smith is the Communicable Disease Program Manager for the Wyoming Department of Health. She says they have one key area of concern.
We are still seeing an upward trend in STDs, particularly so among gonorrhea cases. We had a sixfold increase in the rate of gonorrhea from 2012 to 2016.
That seems like a lot, but I also understand that other states might be facing a similar kind of thing.
That's correct. Other states are seeing an increase as well. And compared to other states, we're still toward the bottom in terms of new infections, but the increase is still alarming.
Are you seeing other STDs problematic as well?
Chlamydia is not really problematic, but syphilis has increased as well, going from about 12 cases in 2012 to 18 in 2016.
The easy question is just simply to ask you, what do you figure is going on?
I don't think that we can pinpoint one thing or another contributing to it. One of the things that we have seen increase in recent years is the number of people who are infected that report an anonymous sex partner. This could be due to hookup apps or meeting people online. We've also seen some reports that indicate that potentially birth control is another reason. So people are primarily concerned with preventing pregnancy. And so if they're on a long-acting birth control, then they may not use condoms as well. And we know that birth control does not prevent against STDs.
So the condom use is something that you've been focused on with some recent press releases and that type of thing. Is it that people just aren't using them at all because there's other ways to deal with pregnancies?
That's one idea, that people are concerned with preventing pregnancy, and if they're on birth control, then they have that prevention there and don't necessarily understand or aren't as concerned with preventing STDs by using condoms.
Mm-hmm. So is the message to see if we can get people to use more condoms?
Sure, yeah. So always abstinence is the most effective way to prevent getting an STD, but usually it's not the best method for some people. So we do promote condom use. We have several programs available. We have dispensers in some counties where people can go and just get free condoms out of the dispensers. We also have a condom mailer program. So if you can't get to a dispenser, we can just mail it directly to your home.
I would imagine people that have things like gonorrhea, if they notice it, there's treatment available. Is part of the problem people aren't getting treated or aren't checking for that?
Part of the problem is about 50%, 50, of people will not actually have any symptoms. So many people don't even know they're infected, and they're potentially spreading it to other partners until they go in and get routine testing or that type of thing. Once people are tested and find out they're positive, then it is pretty easily treatable.
So that's what we're asking people to do. How often should they get tested?
It depends on risk. So with any new partner, people should get tested if people have multiple sex partners within the past 60 days. We do recommend annual screening for sexually active people between the age of 15 and 24.
That's one thing that I wonder if people find it complicated or they don't want to do. Is it easy to get tested? Can you take us through that process?
Sure. To get tested, it's easy and it's painless. We do have clinics all throughout the state where people can go to get low or no-cost testing by visiting our website, www.noio.org. But testing is essentially either a urine specimen or it's a swab. So it's really easy, quick, painless process.
And not getting it treated, I imagine, is very dangerous.
Yep, not getting it treated can lead to some other complications. In women, it can lead to what's called pelvic inflammatory disease that can eventually develop some issues with fertility for women. And then there are also some other complications with men as well that can arise.
Okay. Courtney, once again, could you give me that website?
Yep, that's www.noio.org.
Okay. Courtney Smith, always nice chatting with you. Thank you for the update, and thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
Sure, thank you.